You are welcome to the 5 minutes daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of Hebrews, chapter 11, verse 15 and 16. And truly, if they had been mindful of that country from whence they came out, they might have had opportunity to have returned. But now they desire a better country, that is, an heavenly. Wherefore God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he had prepared for them a city. This scripture is talking particularly about Abraham, even though the experience is a common experience among everyone who worked with God. The Bible says that if they were mindful from whence they came out from, they could have returned. They could have gone back. Till today, it is still the same thing, that everybody has opportunity to return. Everybody has opportunity to turn back. If you are seeing people today that are not giving up on Jesus, that are persisting in Christ, it's not because they do not have opportunity to look back or turn back. Is because they chose not to. They chose not to be mindful of where they were coming from, but to focus on the promise of God. So there is no excuse for turning back. There is no excuse for forsaking Jesus. There is no excuse for not believing in God. Did you know that anybody, can choose not to believe in God, but we chose to believe in Him. We know that there is God. So don't feel like you are lonely. Don't feel like what you are going through, it is just you alone that is going through it. I tell you the truth. Every single person who is walking with the Lord has had opportunity to turn back. There were days when you say to yourself, "Does it worth it? Should I not go back?" It was the same thing with the saint of old. It's the same thing with us today. But the scripture says, "He that endures till the end shall be saved." He that endures till the end. Abraham endured till the end. Isaac endured till the end. They all endured to the end. That is why today we can make reference to them. So brethren, don't let Satan discourage you from serving the Lord. Don't let anything, don't let challenges, don't let disappointment discourage you from following Jesus. Everybody experienced disappointment. Abraham left everything, obeyed God to go to a land he didn't know. As a married man, how do you convince your family that God has sent you somewhere? And if they ask you to describe that place, you will tell them you don't know it. You know, in the world, you will describe that man as a foolish man. But that is what it takes to work with God. Many times people will question you. They will ask you, "So now that you have left, where are you going?" It is difficult to describe it to them. It won't make sense to them because you will be telling them something that is not tangible, something that they cannot see. Yet the things that are not seen are eternal. The things that are seen are temporal. That is how it is with everybody. But yet, people persisted and walked with God till the end. So don't let your situation or circumstance stops you or discourage you from following Jesus Christ till the end. Hold on tightly to Jesus. It is a common experience that everybody that works with God is going to have. So you are not the first person, and you won't be the last person. It is my prayer that the Lord Himself will keep you and preserve you till the end in the name of Jesus. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.